Sabah Kieja.
All right, I don't know how much of that you missed, but just want to recap that the show is brought to you by Safari Kid, safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. Safari Quiz Show is the show today. I'm your host, Vidya, and again, apologies for all the snafus. Before we get started, a couple of announcements. Safari Kid has a very, very interesting summer camp program, and if you're still thinking about enrolling your kids for summer camps, the nice thing about Safari Kid is that they have locations. They have like 19 locations in the Bay Area, maybe even 20 by now, and 5 more that are coming up. So you're sure to find a Safari Kid very, very conveniently located near you so that your child doesn't have to travel a lot to go to a summer camp. That's going to be not just enriching, but a lot of fun, something that your child is going to look forward to, because they have math, well, no math. They have Lego robotics, art, science, creative writing, theater, young chef, talent show, spelling bee, general knowledge, indoor games, outdoor sports, and field trips. So you can see there is something for every child's interest. So please register quickly. Their spots are filling up. You can check out for more information, safarikidusa.com. We also want to give a little shout out for the third annual Ramayan Festival organized by Little Krishna Kids on April 25th, Saturday at 3 p.m. in Scott Lane Elementary School in Santa Clara. Ramayan Festival, you can participate in the talent show, art contest, fancy dress, and there's a quiz as well for ages 3 to 12. And they also are going to present dances and drama. So it's going to be a day of fun, and attendance is free. So register at bc4he.org. So that's B as in boy, C as in Charlie, the number 4, he.org. Or you can put Little Krishna Kids in your web search, and you'll be able to find that same website. Or you can call them for more information at 408-729-8634. All right. Also want to tell you, if you haven't already liked our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Please, please, please do like us. It's our way of knowing that we have supporters and that we can continue to do the show. It's a show that we work very hard to bring to you, and we would like to know that our efforts are going on properly. And also, if you want to give any feedback on the show, Facebook is a great way to let everybody know what you think about the show. All right. So let's get started with meeting our kids today. Today we have two new contestants. I'm very excited about that. Let's meet our first contestant. Rishi. Hi, Rishi. Welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hello.
So, Rishi, what grade are you in? Which school do you go to? And tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm in fifth grade, and I go to Montevideo Elementary School.
Montevideo. Where is that?
It's in San Ramon.
San Ramon. Wow, you've come a long way for the show. Our show's studio is in Fremont, but we are very thankful to Rishi for coming all the way to Fremont to be part of the show. Thank you, Rishi. Rishi, do you listen to the show?
Sometimes
is when you're usually when you're driving.
Yes.
Okay, so Rishi, you see how loud my voice is. You need to get really close to the mic and speak so that everyone can hear you as well. So tell me something fun that you do after school.
I read and go to Genius Kids.
Oh, awesome! We have a competitor. How do you like that? Enjoy your after school.
Yes.
And Rishi, what are you reading these days?
Mystery books, usually.
Can you recommend something that you really enjoy for all our listeners?
Not really, because I usually randomly just pick a book.
Who used to be a good mystery person? Encyclopedia Brown. Do you read those?
No.
So, what are you reading these days?
These days? The Keepers of the School.
The Keepers of the School? I haven't heard that one. It's interesting. So, Keepers of the School. Guys, check it out. Do you like the book?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Rishi. And again, much closer to the mic so that everyone can hear you. And this studio rewards loud voices. So, be loud. All right. Our next contestant is Ansh. Welcome to the show, Ansh. Say hi and nicely into the mic.
Hi.
There you go. So, Ansh, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in fifth grade. I go to Parkmont Elementary in Fremont.
Parkmont Elementary. Nice school. All right. And what do you do for fun?
Usually I play soccer outside.
You play soccer. Just with your friends, or are you part of a team?
Just with my friends.
Just with your friends. Good. And is there any other thing that you go to on a regular basis?
I used to go to Safari Kid.
Oh, okay. So you do a Safari Kid after school?
Sometimes when there's a spring break.
Oh, like spring break camps. So you may be going to some of the summer camps as well. Awesome. Well, welcome to the show, Rishi. And our next contestant is a returning contestant. You may have heard her voice many times answering our questions on the show. She's a very regular listener. Welcome back, Sinchana. Hang on, Sinchana. You might have to share the mic with me.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I'm in fifth grade. I go to Parkmont Elementary School, and I like reading and biking.
Okay, what are you reading these days? I think my mic isn't working. Maybe Sinchana and I want to share a mic.
Okay.
All right.
I read Nancy Drew books.
Nancy Drew. All right. Do you know the name of the most recent one you're listening to?
Actually, I finished the series, so I started on Nancy Drew Diaries, so it's in her perspective.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to take that back, and this is going to be very tough, because Sinchana is going to be able to answer a lot of the questions. So, Michael, is there some way you can fix the mic? No? Not happening today? Okay. No, actually, this mic is being controlled by this control. So I don't know if they're wired up wrong, because as soon as I raised the volume on this mic, this volume went up. So what is this connected to? It's not working. Okay. All right. Sinchana, you have to share this with me. Sorry, we are having a lot of snafus today. But we do have Lori doing the points, so at least we won't mess that up. So let's go and get started with our first category. Before that, oh yes, we have two new contestants, so we have to go over the rules one more time. We have three categories today. We did put up the categories on Facebook, so if you're curious, you can go and check out what all our three categories are. So each category has 10 questions. Okay. We have a buzzer system. We're going to test the buzzer. Let's test the buzzer once now. And the best way to hold the buzzer is in the palm of your hand with your thumb used for buzzing. Okay? So, Rishi, can I hear your buzzer? Working. What about you, Ansh? Yours is working too. And Sinchana. So, the way the buzzer system works is that this little cute thing will tell me who buzzed first in case many of you are buzzing at the same time. So, only the person whose buzzer lights up gets to answer the question. Otherwise, don't answer. So if that person gets it right, then they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get minus 5. But if they get it wrong, then the question passes. You don't have to buzz again. It passes in an anti-clockwise direction. Okay? From Rishi to Ansh, from Ansh to Sinchana, from Sinchana to Rishi, and Rishi to Ansh. Okay? So it'll pass like that. And if the question comes to you as a past question, you can say pass if you don't know the answer. You don't get penalized. But if you think you know the answer, you can attempt it. And if you get it right, you get 5 points. If you get it wrong, you get minus 5. The reason the second person gets less points for getting the question right is because they've had more time to think. Got it? So that's the logic. All right. We're going to go with our first category today, which is geometric shapes. Geometric shapes. Are you guys ready? Let's test the buzzer one more time. Rishi? Oh, that was Sinchana. What about you, Ansh and Rishi? Yep, everybody's buzzers are working. Let's get started. Are you guys ready? I know the new guys are a little nervous, but don't worry. By the time we get to the second round, all the nervousness will be gone. Oh, we have a new rule in place today as well. Our new rule is that if you end the round with negative points, and you can have negative points, right, if you get minus fives. If you end the round with negative points, we put it to zero and start afresh on the next round. Okay? All right. Here's our first question. What shape is the stop sign in the U.S.?
Hexagon.
No, that is not correct. Sinchana, minus 5. Now the question passes to Rishi.
Pentagon.
No, it is not. Minus 5 to you too. Ansh, you want to try? You want to say pass?
Octagon.
Octagon is right. 5 points. Yes, in some places the stop sign is a hexagon, but in the U.S. it's an octagon. All right. Question number 2. A place within a town where people meet to have, you know, a place in the center of the town where there are lots of shops and usually a park is called a what? It's a shape. A place in the center of the town. It's called the town dash.
Town square.
Square is right. Very good. 5 points to her. She owes me 5, Lori. Yes. All right. Good job. A square is right. All right. Question number 3. And I have to make a note of this since I'm writing it on the fly. The U.S. Department of Defense is placed in a building of this shape, and it's actually called by this name as well. called by the name of this shape. The U.S. Department of Defense is called by the name of the shape because it is a building in this shape. Rishi, go for it.
Polygon.
No, it's not called a polygon. Minus 10. Question passes to Ansh. No, total minus 10. Minus 5 and minus 5 from before. You can say pass, or if you know the answer, then you can. And you have to say it right into the mic.
Pass.
Pass. Sinchana, you want to try? Pass, say Sinchana, and the answer is Pentagon. Haven't heard of it? Pentagon is the U.S. Department of Defense in Washington. Yeah. Actually, outside Washington. All right. Next question. A beehive is usually made up of these shapes. A beehive. Draw it and see. And buzz if you know the answer.
Hexagon.
Hexagon is right. Again, 10 points. Good job. All right. This shape is the name of a musical instrument made by bending a bar of steel. And usually you hit it with another bar of steel.
Triangle.
Triangle is right. Very good. That was Sinchana again. Sinchana and I are sharing a mic today. Very awkward. We'll try and fix it during the break. All right. This shape is also called, is often called a diamond. This shape is often called a diamond.
Rhombus.
Rhombus is right. Sinchana again. Very good. Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions done. Okay. When roll of toilet paper is all done, what do you have? What shape are you left with? Go for it, Rishi.
Cylinder.
Cylinder. Very good. Oh, he owes me, so he's down to zero now. All right. Good job, Rishi. So that we're done with that. Next question. The French pastry croissant is actually this shape. The French pastry croissant. If you've ever had a croissant, what shape is it?
Crescent.
Crescent. Very good. Excellent. All right. If you, next question. Are you guys ready? If you break a cookie in half, what shape are you left with? If you break a cookie in half, what shape are you left with? Take a cookie. Say it in the mic.
I don't know the name.
You don't know the name. Come on, boys. If you take a cookie and break it in half.
Semicircle
is right. That's correct. All right. Last question. Before we go on to the listener question. Last question. The iPhone screen is this shape.
Rectangle.
Rectangle is right. That was Sinchana again. You guys knew it?
Yes.
Just didn't buzz in fast enough. All right. So that was the 10 questions in the geometric shapes category. Now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Are you guys, so listeners, here's your question in the geometric shapes category. What shape is referred to in this famous song from Lion King, which talks about how nature gives and nature takes back? What song, what shape is referred to in this song from Lion King, which refers to how nature gives and nature takes back? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ritika and I think the answer is circle.
Thank you, Ritika. Hi, you're on the air. Yeah, go ahead, you're on the air. Turn the radio down and talk to me. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti and the answer is circle.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is a circle.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is a circle.
Is it Ayush?
Ayush.
Arush, Arush. Sorry, Arush. Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think that the answer is circle.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
And I think the answer is circle.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is circle.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is circle.
Thank you, Roshni. And hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead. I couldn't hear you because of the feedback. I'm really sorry.
Hello, my name is Sharav, and the answer is circle.
Thank you, Sharav. And last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and the answer is circle.
Thank you. Juhi was the last caller for this round. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who was the winner of our first listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. All right, so that was our new theme tune. We'll try and put it up on our Facebook page as well. And that was our theme tune for this year. We try putting a new tune every year just to celebrate the fact that we are starting a new year of the Safari Quiz Show. Of course, we are running on Indian Standard Time, so this got really delayed. We should have really put it up in March. But better late than never. Do let us know in your comments on the Safari Quiz, Facebook Safari Quiz Show Facebook page whether you like it or not. Whether you'd like to go back to the old one, what do you think about this one? And of course, give it a few weeks to get settled in and listen to the show because change is always a little unsettling. All right. So before we went on break, we asked you about shape, geometric shape from our shapes category. The shape that we asked you about was the one referred to in the song from The Lion King, which talks about how nature gives and nature takes back. And of course, the song was Circle of Life. Everyone got it right from all the correct answers. It was Sinchana's turn to pick a winner. Sinchana, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Rahul is the winner.
Rahul, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today. In the subject line, I'd like you to mention today's date, April 11th. And you were the winner of question number one. And in the body, you please mention the question, the answer, as well as your name and contact information. Rahul, we'd love to see you in the studio someday. So if it's convenient, do come and participate on the show. I have no idea how old you are, but Miss Anu will match you up with other kids of the same age and grade. Or if you have a couple of friends and you'd all like to come and participate on the show together, that would be great too. All right, let's look at the scores in the studio after our first round. Rishi, how many points do you have? Rishi hasn't scored. He did get a couple of correct answers, but he also got a couple of wrong answers, so they sort of negated each other out. But we have two more rounds left, 20 more questions, so this is still anyone's game. Okay, Rishi? Chin up. Ansh, into the mic, how many points do you have? 15. Yes, that's correct. And into the mic, guys, you're really soft. 15. Into the mic, let me
50.
Hear it. Awesome, that's the sound I want to hear. And Sinchina, how many points do you have?
55.
And her mic is working. Thank you, Michael. Michael, the man with the mics. Awesome. We don't have to share it anymore. All right. So that's still the first round. We have 20 more questions, two more rounds. So we are just going to see how things go in the next round. Guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's test your buzzers. Rishi, can I have your buzzer? Awesome. And can you see, hi, Radio Zindagi, and hi, Safari Quiz, into your mic loudly so I hear how loud you can get? So his mic isn't working. Now his mic isn't working. Oh my gosh. We have a comedy of errors today. No? Say something.
Hello.
It is? Okay, now loudly.
Hi, Rangers in the Gee and Safari
Kid. I don't hear him in my this thing. Are you sure it's working? Now it's Rishi and Ansh's turn to share a mic. Now you guys have to put your heads really close to the mic and yell, okay? But anyway, your first thing has to be on the buzzer. So Rishi, again your buzzer. Awesome. Ansh and Sinchana. Wow, the kids are being real troopers. But you know what? This is what happens in a live show. Sometimes things don't work. And we just have to manage the best we can. We've already managed with, let's see, me not having the list of questions on my tablet. We have dealt with my mic not working. Then we have dealt with Rishi's mic not working. So the kids have been real troopers. Awesome job. You cannot be nervous after this. You know, everything that has possibly gone wrong has already gone wrong. I don't think anything else can happen today. Okay. Our next topic, which I think a lot of people will really enjoy, is old name, new name of places. old name, new name of places. That means I'll give you either the old name and you have to give me the new name, or I'll tell you the new name and it'll give you the old name, and I'll give you lots of clues so you don't get, so it's not difficult, okay? This city, now named Mumbai, is the home of Bollywood. What is the old name?
Bombay.
Very good. 10 points to Rishi. Rishi, let's try your mic again. I think Michael has done his magic on it.
Hello?
Yay! It's working. And 10 points. I think that was the magic, huh? You got 10 points and the mic started working. Good job. All right. This city, now known as Chennai, was known by this old name till very recently.
Madras.
Madras is right. That was Sinchina. Good job. All right. Question number 3. This city, once known as Constantinople, is a city that actually spans Europe and Asia and is the capital of Turkey.
Istanbul.
Very good. Good job, Rishi. Question number 4. This city, once known as Peking, is now known as Peking.
Beijing.
Good job, Rishi. He's just taking on this one. Okay. Question number 5. This city, currently known as Myanmar, borders India, Bangladesh, and China. Now known as Myanmar, used to be known by this much more popular and common name till very recently, and it borders India, Bangladesh, and China.
Burma.
Very good, Rishi. Good job. All right. Question number 6. This country used to be known as Siam, and is also a country in Southeast Asia. Go for it. You have time now. Guess. Doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to get minus 5.
Ho Chi Minh City?
No, that's not correct. Minus 5. That was a good guess. It's a country. It used to be known as Siam. Okay, I wanted to give you an additional clue, but because I'm going to give you an additional clue, it's now open to everybody. Not just, Rishi, you can buzz in again if you think you know the clue. This country known as Siam has a cuisine that's very popular in the Bay Area, and it has things like red curry, green curry, yellow curry. What else? What else is popular in that cuisine? Oh, yes. You can't say that because that has the name of the country in it.
Oh, Thailand.
Thailand. Wow. That's right. Thailand is right. Good job. All right. This is a very interesting one which I didn't know. This city used to be called Yerba Buena. It is the city where you can find the Golden Gate Bridge.
San Francisco?
Yes, San Francisco used to be called Yerba Buena. All right. 8th question. Ready? This city once used to be called New Amsterdam and now is called the Big Apple. Into the mic.
New York.
You got it. Good job. 10 points. Very good. I think this round has evened the points quite a bit. All right. This city used to be known as Edo, and is the capital of Japan.
Tokyo,
that's right. It used to be called Edo in the samurai days. All right, last one. This city was in the news recently for nuclear talks and used to be called Persia, or rather the Persian kingdom was in this country.
Iran,
that's right. Sorry, I should have said country. Yes, this country was in the nuclear talks recently and it's called Persia. Rather, Persia was a kingdom inside what is the modern country of Iran. All right, we are done with this category. And now it's time for our listener question. Listeners, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's your question in our category, old names, new names. Old names, new names, and our question is, name this country to the south of India that used to be known as Ceylon. Name this country to the south of India that used to be known as Ceylon. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharanya and I think the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Sharanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut and I think that the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Sharav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Shelly and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Shruti. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sonia and the answer is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Sanya. Sanya was the last caller for our second question. If you're still holding on the line and I see some people are, don't worry. We have a third category and a listener question that comes up right after. So be sure to quickly call in when you hear me ask you the listener question so that you get to be one of the 10. And if you're still missing out, then the best way to be a part of the show is to participate and get a prize. Everybody who comes and participates in our studio gets a prize. So if you're missing out on calling in, remember that calling in is a lot of fun. And I know it's really convenient, but if you want to be on our show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We're going to be back with all the winners of the second question and also the points in the studio after the break. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Wow, we have dealt with a lot of adversity today in the show, but I think the kids are having fun because the scores are closer than ever. Before we went on break, we did the category old name, new name. I hope you enjoyed the category because it's one of my favorites. And the listener question was, Ceylon is the old name of which country to the south of India? Everyone got it right. It was indeed Sri Lanka. And from all the winners, it was Ansh's turn to pick a winner. Ansh, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Shruti.
Shruti is the winner of our second listener question. Shruti, congratulations. By the way, can I see that little slip of paper that has a name on it? Has her name? Okay. Shruti, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, write question number 2, April 11th, 2015. And in the body, your name and the question and the answer. All right. So Rahul and Shruti, please write to us today itself. That would be really convenient and helpful to Miss Anu. Miss Anu now has a full-time job and gets very busy during the week, so she does all the work on weekends. So if you write in today, there's a good chance that you might be able to get that. All right. So moving on, let's see how the points in the studio are. Rahul, Rishi, how many points do you have? Why, Rahul? Those red ones are 10. No, the red ones are 10.
Oh, 55.
55. Very good. Ansh?
25.
Into the mic.
25.
Awesome. Sinchana?
85.
This is actually a very, very close game at this point. Are you guys ready for our last category? This one is words ending with E-M, that is I-U-M, I-U-M. And let me check your buzzers quickly. Rishi? Oh, that was Sinchana, Ansh, and Rishi. Awesome. Everybody's buzzers are working. Are you ready? All right. We're in the category words ending with E-M. And our first question is, where you might find tangs, tetras, and goldfish?
Aquarium.
Very good. 10 points to Sinchana. Question number 2. A gas that if you inhale makes your voice squeaky. That's
helium.
Helium. Into the mic. Ansh.
Helium.
Very good. Good job. Question number 3. Along with chlorine, this element combines to make common salt.
Sodium.
Awesome. The kids are really... All right. Question number 4. In a school where announcements may be made and where people might meet.
Auditorium.
Excellent. Question number 5. Size between small and large.
Medium.
Good job. Next question. Where you might do PE in school.
Gymnasium.
Excellent. Next question. The singular of what might give you an infection? A little organism that might give you an infection. A microscopic organism that might give you an infection. Minus 5 for Anj, but I'm sure it was on the tip of your tongue. Question passes to Sinchana.
Pass.
Rishi, you want to have a shot at it? A microscopic organism that might give you an infection.
Pass.
Bacterium. Bacteria. Bacterium. All right. What was it? Question number 8. Another word for brain. Another word, a common word for brain. It's also a name of a game. A board game where you can do different things. Another name for... Use your... Dashium. No?
Cranium.
Cranium. Excellent. 10 points. Well done. Alright. Question number 9. What we call a state of being in balance. What we call a state of being in balance. Hard one.
Equilibrium.
He got it. Good job, Rishi. Well done. Okay, last question in this category. We are still in the category words ending with IUM. What a drug that's made from poppy. A drug that's made from poppy.
Opium.
Opium. Rishi, well done. All right, very well done. That was a tough question. Okay, we've come to the end of this category for our kids here, but we do have our listener question left. Call in number 510-770-1550. We're running out of time, so everybody please call in really quick. This is an Indian instrument that has keys like a piano. This is an Indian instrument that has keys like a piano. Yes, the kids in the studio know it, but they cannot say it. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Somi, and the answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav, and the answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Sharav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gargit and my answer is harmonium.
Is your name Gargi or Gargit?
Gargi.
Gargi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anush and I think the answer is harmonium.
Is that Arush? Anush.
Anush.
Anush. Thank you, Anush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is harmonium.
Who's this, Rahul?
Huh?
Is that Rahul?
Yes, Rahul.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Shelly and the answer is harmonium.
Thank you, Shelly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air. I got that as Arav. Thank you, Arav. Arav was the last caller. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we see who won our show today and also who won our third listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We started so late, so again, thank you to everybody for hanging on with us and managing through all the messes of the show today. I just want to have a quick reminder for you to go and check out the third annual Ramayan Festival organized by Little Krishna Kids. Call them at 408-729-8634. 408-729-8634. It's on April 25th, Saturday at 3 p.m. in Scott Lane Elementary School, Santa Clara. That's Little Krishna Kids. Please put it in your web search and you'll find all the details. All right. Let's see who won in the studio before we see the listener questions. Rishi, how many points do you have?
105.
That's awesome. What about you, Ansh?
30.
And what about you, Sinchana?
115.
That turned out to be a really close game. Let's give a big round of applause to everyone and especially to Sinchana for winning today's game. And let's see who was the winner of our last listener question. What was it? It was a musical instrument that an Indian musical instrument with keys like a piano. Everyone got that right as well. It's a harmonium. And Rishi picked the winner. Rishi, who's the winner of our last listener question?
Shelley is the winner.
Shelley, all right, congratulations. Please write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Put in your question number 3, April 11, 2015 in the subject line. And put in your date, name and information as well as the question and answer. All right, I think we are out of time for the show today. That's our show. Show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Scoring was done by Lori. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Verti System, the Bay Area technology company consistently making its mark in the most sought after IT technologies such as Hadoop and Big Data, IT staff augmentation and training, is now looking to expand its current team of technical recruiters, sales and account managers in the Bay Area and Las Vegas regions. So if you're a qualified professional looking for H-1B visa transfer or green card sponsorship, apply now to Verti System. Enhance your career with Verti System. For more information, call 510-894-6789 or visit Verti System.
माता के आशीर्वाद के लिए तैयार हो जाएं।
चलो बुलावा आया है माता।
विशाल भगवती जागरण सुप्रसिद्ध श्री नरेंद्र चंचल जी के साथ शनिवार 18 अप्रैल शाम 8 बजे से, प्रीति भोज शाम 6:30 बजे से। ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए फोन करें 4087344554 at Sunnyvale Hindu Temple, 417 Persian Drive, Sunnyvale. Jagran sponsored by Stop and Save Inc., Bonfair Inc., Jack Kapoor Family, San Jose.